Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 6th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's mini-cabinet reshuffle today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Pamutemo mutungamiri wenyika ane kodzero yekuti akaongorora mashandiro anenge achiita hurumende yake nezvinenge zvichiitwa munyika munyaya dzezveupfumi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika munyaya dzeindastiri vane kodzero yekuvandudza hurumende yavo kuti vaone kuti inonangana nebasa rehurumende rinenge riri panguva iyeyo
ulusunda vafutambo vakamuka vebebelucha vakuchinja ngandutso kufana nomuntu okipa maseu ekadheni elidala kana lama amaseu amadala awafake ekadheni elitsha akuchinji lutho.
It seems like it's a politically motivated move rather than a decision that is informed that they need to improve the team and improve delivery in terms of social services, running the economy and managing the country. It's quite clearly more centered around moving Johannesburg away from the Ministry of Information to the Ministry of Education. Something that we know in terms of the anti-factional dynamics, this is not the first time it was tried.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's mini-cabinet reshuffle at State House today.
Professor Jonathan Moyo, the former information minister, might be the biggest loser in President Robert Mugabe's second cabinet reshuffle since December. Moyo has been moved to the less influential position of higher education minister. Xavier Kasukwere was moved to the local government ministry, while Opa Muchinguri replaces him at the water and climate ministry. And Mr. Ignatius Chombo has been reassigned to the Ministry of Home Affairs.
Nyasha Chikwinya is coming in from the cold. She now becomes the new Minister of Women's Affairs. And of course, Kembo Mohadi, the former Home Affairs Minister, is now the Minister responsible for state security. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Kwaitwa dare remakurukota nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vayanga vari gurukota rinoona nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko muzvinafundo. Jonathan Moyo ndo vava gurukota rezvedzidzo yepamusoro. Vanga vari gurukota rezvedzidzo yepamusoro amai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri ndo vakuenda kunoita nezvemvura nezviwanikwa. Kwanga kuina vaSavia Kasukwere, vaKasukwere vari kuendeswa ivo kubazi rinoona relocal government kana kuti rinoona nezvekutongwa kwematunhu. Kwanga kuina vaIgnatius Chombo, vaChombo ndo vakuitwa ivo gurukota rinoona nezvemukati menyika, vachitsiva ivo vaKembo Mohadi, vaKembo Mohadi vaendeswa ivo kuti vange vachienda kunoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwemukati menyika kana kuti vachitungamira bazi revasori kana kuti yatingati iyo state security. Amai Priska Mupfumira ndo vachafanobata chigaro chegurukota rinoona nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko, nekuti vamugaba vasati vadoma munhu achatsiva iye vaJonathan Moyo. Gibbs.
Yevambe Zulu lingatona njani thina ngapha hayi siyaphila sivile kwamagama ye sizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje ke umnumzana uRobert Mugabe umane watshintshanisa ke abantu esikhundleni kona ngale ke kuhulumende. Sizwile ke ukuthi umnumzana uJonathan Moyo yena kade bambe information usesusiwe ke wangena kwezemfundo sikhuluma nje University of Zimbabwe eNUST langaphi ngapi konke lokho songaphansi ke kwa professor Jonathan Moyo siyakhumbula ukuthi professor vele wayefundisa la kudala kodwa sazi ukuthi uzaphatha njani tolokaja kuzobuya ke uNyasha Shikwinye yena sengenele ku Women's Affairs okadongela umuntu khona kuzobuya ke uKembo Mwadi okade sibambe ku Home Affairs usesusiwe ke sengene ku State Security ekhangelane lama CIO liyawazi khona kuzulukandaba kuzobuya ke uSavia Kasukwere ke sengene ku local government khona ngapha emadolobheni silabele ikhangelene lomnunzana uKasukwere siyakwazi ukuthi kulomnunzana ke uIginesa Jombo okade sibambe khona lapho kodwa hayi sesusiwe wangena kweze Home Affairs so ke asizweni ukuthi linalithini ngakhona oku okwenzakalayo ye khulumani sizwe zulukandaba ngakunjalo fethu
and I think we have our guests lined up Gibbs first we have Mr. Dumisani Nkomo a political analyst Mr. Nkomo good evening
how are you sir
fine and you
no I'm great
and I think we also have Mr. Nick Mangwana who is the ZANU-PF chairperson for the ZANU-PF UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening, Simon.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have MDC spokesman, Mr. Obed Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mangwana, in London. Tell us, what do you make out of this cabinet reshuffle?
I think it's a good conversation. The presence of women is actually a progressive development. Mm-hmm. And Professor Moyo going to his forte, that of the of higher education is actually a very apt move, I think, as well.
And what about Mr. Chombo? He's now heading the Minister of Home Affairs. What do you think about that?
Comrade Chombo, heading the Minister of Home Affairs, is, I think it's almost like a lateral transfer. He's coming from local government, he's going to Home Affairs. I think the way he helped with the urban councils and the rural councils, rural district councils, the way he managed them would be, his skills will be brought to the Home Affairs, and he will manage very well our security apparatus, which is the police in particular, and the RIG's office.
Let's bring in Mr. Gutu. Mr. Gutu, your take on the cabinet reshuffle?
It is really much ado about nothing. Putting old wine in old bottles. Zero plus zero gives us zero. Makes no difference, absolutely. But honestly, you take a local authority, who has really generated into the country's biggest land barony in his own personal capacity. Over 15 years, he's been running down local government. Now you take that kind of tried and failed minister to Home Affairs. To us in the MDC, really, it is much ado about nothing. Like I said, it is putting old bottles, old wine in old bottles. You get exactly the same result, mediocrity, nothing to celebrate. And also, when you look at the other chances, Stevia Kasukwere from water and environment to local government, look at the mayhem that Kasukwere had caused at the Minister of Water and Environment. Look at the furor regarding the exportation of wildlife, particularly young elephants, from Zimbabwe to China. Only yesterday, a plane load of young elephants were transported from Harare or wherever to China, from destination in China, from zoo in China. You take that guy, look at the history he had at the Ministry of Indigenization, the furor around the community share ownership trust, and you put him to local government. You can always see that ZANU-PF is trying, is already in rigging mode. They are looking at 2018. They want Kasukwere to double up as the political commissar at party level and to work with the traditional leaders at local government and to ensure that come 2018, there will be another mother of all rigging. Really, the person who should be reshuffled is Robert Mugabe himself. Thank you.
Mr. Nkomo, your take on this?
Yeah, I think the most significant changes are the shift of Jonathan Moi to higher and tertiary education. And he's been replaced by Abdulkade Mafumira, Chombo to Home Affairs, and Adin Akashikore to local government. Obviously, you know, there is an attempt at managing Jonathan Moyo. Possibly there was a feeling by President Mugabe that he was now using his post to fight wars. If you remember, you know, the Clinic or the Herald were now openly, you know, the early articles are now openly attacking people like Emmerson Mnangagwa. So it's quite clear that this is an attempt at managing factional dynamics with the emergence of a third faction within ZANU-PF. So Moyo's disappointment from that post is a clear attempt at managing those dynamics. And we also see Kashikwere now has increased power in terms of moving from Minister of Environment, Water and Climate to local government. He's going to have significantly more power there in Chombo to Home Affairs again. He's been a Mugabe loyalist for a very, very, very long time. And he's obviously been rewarded for that. And for the first time in a long while, we don't have a former ZAPU stalwart in the Ministry of Home Affairs. Traditionally, we had the likes of the Minister of Davengwa, maybe after the administration, come about it, that seems to have changed. But really, you know, not really significant in terms of changing the economic outlook, because there's no big economic ministries, Minister of Finance, Economic Planning, Mining, Industry and Commerce. And the biggest challenge facing Zimbabwe at the moment is the economy. And there's no real attempt at bringing in fresh minds into play besides Bridget Mafumira. But in terms of the economic ministries, really, there's been no change at all in terms of the significant ministries that control economic policy and the macroeconomic conditions.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's mini cabinet reshuffle today. Tinenge tine muteereri wedu kutanga. Vatorima makadi.
Ndakanaka zvangu makadi we.
Aiwa isu tiri nani tipe pfungwa dzenyu vatorima.
Maonera ndikuita reshuffle yaitwa it does not help vana veZimbabwe. Reshuffle yanga ifanira kutanga pamutungamiri wenyika dzose. It does not help the nation with a Marisha for now and then. Since 1980, they've been doing that. Vachingo jwa upumi, wachikuvana upumi ne China. We've got the roads being made by Chinese. We've got civil engineers who cannot make our own roads. So I don't think kuchija wanu. Vachika isa 1 minute to the other will help. The Marisha for yanga ifana kitu andiyo mtunga mili wenika hapese.
I want to note in the school of Torima.
Okay.
Of course, you heard what Mr. Torima is saying there, that it's not very helpful. Instead, it is Mr. Mugabe himself who needs to be reshuffled. Gibbs.
I think, Mr. Mangwana, you are hearing it very clearly from Mr. Torima and Mr. Kutu that the reshuffle should have started right at the top. Mr. Mugabe himself, your reaction to that?
When the president won the general election by over 60%, it means about 30-something percent of the people did not vote for him. A significant minority, but a minority all the same. Mr. Kutu and Mr. Torima belong to the minority, so I wouldn't expect any less from them.
Mr. Kutu? Are you there, Mr. Kutu?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear what Mr. Mangwana was saying?
Oh, yeah. Nick was saying that we belong to the minority, so yes. The minority should be ignored. Is that what you are saying? Come with me.
No, I didn't say the minority should be ignored, but by the nature of democracy, even if you win by 51% and 49% of the people are against you, you will still lead those people, but you would know very well that you've got 49% of the people that do not approve of your leadership. And you are expressing the sentiments of not approving of President Mugabe, which is fair.
Let me come in. Let me just answer with that. Let's look at this one. Mr. Mugabe has been reshuffling his cabinet from way back, starting back from April 1980, the very first cabinet. And now, 35 years down the line, getting into 36 years, we still have him. He's 91, and he has never reshuffled himself. We all know that he did not win July 31, 2018. We all know that he rigged himself back into power. He's on record to saying that 2008 he was beaten and down by Morgan Tsvangirai. In a rare case of open admission, Mugabe himself did acknowledge that Morgan Tsvangirai won by 73% in March 2008. So the mere fact that he's our president now, this is why you notice that I deliberately don't refer to him as my president. Because for as long as he's not legitimate, I cannot call him my president. So we are talking here of somebody who is illegitimately in office. And as a result of him being an illegitimate leader, we are simply saying the reshuffle should start with him. Because at the end of the day, he is the person who is at home. There's really no point of putting old wine in old bottles. We have had the same people, Ignacio Chombo, as the notorious issue of the local government ministry. So we are considering the same. Look at his track record at the Minister of Indigenous Affairs. Look at his track record at the Minister of Water. Look at his track record in all the ministries that he has been attached, even when he was deputy minister. Now look at Jonathan Moyo. Jonathan Moyo, we all know what he has done to the public media in this country. We all know what he has done to the Zimbabwe television. We all know what he has done to the four radio stations. We all know what he has done to the Chronicle News of Bulawayo, to the Herald News of Harare, to the Sunday News in Bulawayo, to even Quiet and Utu in Bulawayo. He has literally made those publications his attack dog with publications that he used to fight his own personal role, first and foremost attacking the opposition, and secondly to also use them as weapons against any of his own colleagues in Zanzibar that he's not too happy with. So we are saying, look, whether Jonathan Moore goes to higher education or wherever, the difference is the same.
Thank you, Mr. Good.
We are simply saying there is no improvement in the manner in which this cabinet is going to perform. That's why we are saying that 0 + 0 = 0.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Manare, there is not going to be any change in the economy with Robert Mugabe at the helm. Forget it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Further, we also have messages on WhatsApp. Let's start with Kevin, who writes, President Mugabe seems to be confused. What are the reasons for the reshuffle only rotating the dead horses? John says the reshuffle was long overdue because there were too many non-performers. Bekezela says, I was extremely excited on the departure of Chombo from local government, but ish. His replacement, one wonders what criteria is used to appoint people to cabinet as people change from one ministry to another and really expect efficiency. Kasukwere certainly being put in to come in and put a hand on chiefs, DAs, PAs and others in preparation for 2018. By the way, he is the political commissar. Jerry says it's a non-event. It does not help the economy to grow. Herbert says nothing new from the reshuffle. The same old failures are being recycled. Joseph says reshuffle or no reshuffle, what difference does it make anyway? Henry says nothing of significance, just a rotation of useless ministers who have nothing to offer. Ino says reshuffling is necessary, but Jonathan Moyo will destroy higher education, as he has no regards for ethics. Edmore says, it's just a reshuffling of old horses without any new ideas. The only notable position is on Jonathan Moyo. Indeed, a significant change is going to be seen, notwithstanding his move, but knowing how Moyo can deliver. Honestly, a lot is going to improve. He is the best person for the ministry. Clyde says, it is not reshuffling, but recycling, and that doesn't benefit the country at all. Farai anoti hapana zvaitwa apa nyika inoda Dr. Tsvangirai chete. reshuffle has nothing to do with development of the economy. Besides swapping them plates to steal differently, he should have included young and energetic technocrats, not recycling dead wood. That's Eke Moyo.
On Facebook, we've got several messages as well, Blessing, but I'll read one from Morgan, who says, it is not Jonathan Moyo's demotion that needs analysis. Rather, it is Chombo's appointment as the head of the police that should worry all of you. Baba Nkomo, we are muzu muntu yakhuluma lapha. Uthi okumele abantu kubadidanisa ingqondo kancane ikuthi umnumzana uJombo sengene emapoliseni. Ungathini ngakhona?
Ya, mina sicela kungekona lokho. Uthi njengoba nje wayele sande sinzima ngale ku-local government. Inxa sibambe lamapolisa njalo bona ngani engahlupha nakhona ngale. Ngoba wayesehluphisile sibili ku-Minister of Local Government. So uthi njengoba-ke efoka ku-Home Affairs, onezani lakho kuzadala inhlupho eziningi. Ngoba khanye indoda sibile ithanda ukuba hands-on, uthi ingenele iy'ndaba eziningi. So ngonezani kungahlupha nxa sekhayelela amapolisa, njalo uqinisile sibili kwabo.
Kodwa kungenzakalani kolaphana emapoliseni? Uthi angawatshela ukuthi nakana amavenda liwagijimise kumbe into ezinjalo?
Ya, njengoba inqiyeke kukhayele khona lokhu kulokhu izeni ku-local government as well indirectly, it's very, very possible ukuthi engazama naye ukuba more hands-on in terms of amapolisa. Ngasikhayela umuhadi. Umuhadi wangangenele kakhulu endaweni zamapolisa. Kodwa uChombo onezani ngumuntu ezafuna ukungenela kakhulu endaweni zamapolisa.
So Mr. Nkomo is saying that it is worrying that Mr. Chombo has been, you know, appointed Home Affairs Minister because he has got some strong arm tactics. Mm-hmm. So he says something may happen there.
Regaiti dzoke kuna vamangwana. Vamangwana murikuti zviri kuitwa zvino kwanisa kuti zvinge zvichibatsira. Vamwe vari kuti hapana chiri kubuda nekuti upfumi hwenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka. Munoti kudii chii chingaitwa?
Most of the ministries that have been affected by this reshuffle are not directly involved with the management of the economy. So in terms of the economic direction narrative, nothing much would shift. I think the most important thing is we have the vice president in China trying to kickstart the mega deal. So I think that's when it comes to news directed at the economy, that will be the news.
Va Gutu.
Yes. Let me just emphasize to say, look, you can't really expect the economy to do any better simply because Jonathan Moyo has moved from information and broadcasting services to local government. Sebi Akasukwere has moved from water and environment to local government. Ignacio Sombo has moved from local government to Home Affairs. I mean, with due respect to Nick, how would that impact positively on the economy? We are talking here of, I agree with the contributor who has said this is not a reshuffle. It's actually recycling. We are just talking of the same dead wood. These are perennial bad performers. These are people with no track record. Look at the disaster that said they did at the indigenous lesson. Where there was all this talk about community share ownership stuff, and it just at the end of the day comes out to be just a big pie in the sky. We are talking here of what Ignacio Chombo has done to local government. We are talking here of just an attempt by ZANU-PF to have all the chiefs, the Masabuku, all the district administrators, the provincial administrators, the ward chiefs, and everyone to be put in the ZANU-PF machinery for 2018, like I've already said. So the deployment of Kasukuwere from water and environment to local government is just for the purpose of enhancing the rigging plan of ZANU-PF come 2018. So for anyone to think that this kind of reshuffle is going to impact positively on the economy with respect, I believe that is with respect to my comrade Nick, that is with respect without basis, but in fact, I mean, in reality, you are looking at a situation where this is a cabinet that is already corrupted. You are looking at a cabinet that is
I think the other day when I was counting them, there are about 72 or 74 of them, both the ministers and deputy ministers and the provincial ministers. And here we have an economy that is not performing. We actually have an economy that cannot even afford to pay salaries for civil servants. That salaries are paid in bits and pieces, and we are talking of a government that is spending no less than 92% of its monthly revenue on salaries and allowances, and only 8% will be left for other projects. Quite honestly, this is an illegitimate government that can only do us a big favor by resigning now. As we already said, the first person to be reshuffled is Mugabe himself.
Mr. Nkomo, do you agree with this notion that Mr. Mugabe needs a bit of reshuffling? Or this is a question of semantics, you know, politics is anything, right? Mr. Nkomo, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Quiet.
I'm saying I think the major problem is that maybe after over 35 years of this government being in place, major challenge still is the economy is not being transformed, jobs are not being created. And obviously the chief executive of the government of the day has to take responsibility for that. So what worries me more is that there is no attempt at trying to address the underlying economic problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this cabinet reshuffle seems to be really dealing with internal political dynamics within ZANU-PF and not broader economic challenges facing the nation. There's actually no attempt to address that through this reshuffle, in spite of the fact that almost all the NIM asset targets have not been met. The ruling party said they're going to generate over 1 million jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Those jobs are not there. So obviously the main challenges facing the country are of an economic nature, you know, unemployment, the growth of the economy, you know, the resuscitation of industries. I mean, all those issues will not be addressed with this reshuffle. So really, I think what I see is the failure to address the economic questions facing the country.
Okay, thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Nkomo. Uloba alikuwa
poke. Tina mkoma Donald vari paru nare. Mkoma Donald, magadi.
Ndiripo mkoma blessing, magadi yo.
Aywa, tirina, nyayiri mdari roma inzi kwa tuku taura. Nesho kuwandu zikuwa kwe mamwe mapaze urumende mashoma. Kana uti kuwandu zikuwa kwe dare, erema kurukota shoma na mamu gabi. Muruko onase.
Gani kakenda wera wa obeti kutu cha urula mahoko. Vanessa, what could our way? No, good letter now, Baba Tanga and Tanga of Tower, sitting my city, and I was at our Nanda Katera, sit at our good letter, you could get there.
Say Muruda.
You're a doubt, you are poor, that's who is a good quote, and everybody could say in that check. Nebuti, Mukata Sabo, I shall play my cabinet, yeah, Jonathan, we have a contest, I see you, Sabuti, this guy, I have a WD. But you got a minister of information there at US Namun in 18 minutes ago. I think I called the reason to grab the Namoy, I called the Rabbit of Shafla, the Yoshi, and Akazuko, and the Rabbanamoy, Yukonga, the Minister of Yangana, the information.
It's not in Amkoma Donald Chimbo, but I Makadaru, Mr. Mangwana, Mr. Gutu, and Mr. Nkomo, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.